Good morning. I think this was such a beautiful Shabbos, considering the new model for the Friday night Dvar Torah, where we asked a question and left it unanswered. I really enjoyed many of the different answers that were thrown at me. Some of them, I am proud to say, I was mechaven to as well. And I just think it was so nice to see the interest and how people gravitated towards this type of style. So here we go. I'd like to share with you some answers. The question was as follows. It says in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yed Zayin, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hashenis b'echad l'chodesh hu kama mishkan. It was on the first day of the month of Nisan, in the second year that Klal Yisrael was after it left Mitzrayim, the Mishkan was erected. And the question is because Vayehi, Chazal tells us, is the Lashon of Tzar. What is the Tzar here? What pain is experienced on this day? If anything, this was a day that was joyous and just full of excitement for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So, answer number one is, if you look in the Gemara of Megillah, on Daf Yod Amid Beis, the Gemara there discusses different Vayehi Bimeis, Vayehi Bayom, and where there is Tzar, and we find actually, Vayehi Bayom Hashmini, it was on the eighth day of, after erecting the Mishkan, which is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the day that Nadav and Avihu brought their carbon, which was not accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they perished. With that, says the Gemara, we can understand why it's a Vayehi Bimei, it's a day of sadness for Klal Yisrael. So, if that's true, this day that's mentioned here in Parshas Pekudei is the exact same day, and therefore it warrants a Lashon of Vayehi. Even though it doesn't say Vayehi Bayayim, Vayehi Bimei, we did mention Friday night that there are Shitas in the Midrashim that do not require the Pasuk to say Vayehi Bimei, but nevertheless it does say Vayehi Bachodesh, which is very comparable to Vayehi Bimei. It's giving you a time, Bachodesh, Bayom, and therefore the word Vayehi is superfluous. That is what it says in some of the Mefarshei HaGemar. That's answer number one. Answer number two is, and some of you came up with this answer yourselves, is that according to Rashi in Parshas Truma, that the Mishkan was a response, was a kapara for the Egel. So then it turns out that this Mishkan is not the ideal, but rather it's the bidyevan. It's the less than ideal situation. So therefore, even though it is exciting that the Shechina did come and rest within Klal Yisrael, but to realize that this is what we need, this is what we've come to, whereas the Shechina could have been within our own homes, within ourselves, to be on a much closer and intimate relationship with Hashem, this is somewhat of a Lashon of a Tzar. The Lashon of Tzar is appropriate here. However, the Ramban famously argues with Rashi, and he says that no, the Mishkan was always the ideal. This was Hashem's way of transferring the Shechina from Har Sinai to the midst of Klal Yisrael. So the question then remains, according to the Ramban, why use the language of Vayehi? We did have one answer, but I would like to suggest another answer. It says in the Medrash Rabbah, in Parshas Naso, it says that, let me quote it here, it's also in the Psichta de Esther Rabbah. It says, Vayehi bayom kalois maisha lahakim es ha-mishkan. So it was on the day that Moshe finished erecting the Mishkan, which is this day. Take a look there, Parashat Naso, Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. So the Medrash asks on that, what's going on? Why the Lashon Vayehi? So the Medrash says, it's afhi eina shel simcha shenignas bo binyan habayis. And that there are a few explanations. But I will share with you the Riddal, Rav David Luria, who explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to enter into the Ohel Moed because there was the Shechina that was ever present throughout the entirety of the Ohel Moed. And after that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shechina moved and limited itself just to Mibein HaKruvim, where on top of the Aron HaKodesh. So therefore, the Shechina, it was mitzamtzem, so to speak. It shrunk. It was once extended over the entirety of the Ohel, but after this day, it was not in its in its entire glory. So therefore, that's reason to be bitzar. The Shechina was, there was a greater degree of Shechina, and now that had shunken. And therefore, the Radal understands that that's why the Medrash, that's how the Medrash understands the Lashon of Vayehi in Parshas Naso. And again, that was the same day, so we can explain that here as well. Another explanation that's given there, as the Rishash points out in the Medrash, is that it says in the Gemara in Sota, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that when the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was built, Nignaz Ohel Moed, that's when the Ohel Moed, all the parts of the Mishkan, were, you know, stored away, so to speak. It's in a, it's like Sheamus, and it's Gniza, it was put away. And that's a little bit of a sadness, because apparently Klal Yisrael recognized on the day, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that this would not last forever. And that's why the Lashon of Vayehi is appropriate. So again, either we could say because of Nadav and Aviyu, we could say according to Rashi, this is not the Lachatchila, it's only B'didi Eved, or we could say even according to the Ramban, that it was a day of sadness, to a degree, a small degree, which warrants the language of Vayhi because of either the knowledge that the Mishkan would not last forever, that's the Rishash's understanding of the Medrash, or as the Radal understood it, because it was only on this day, and after this day, the Shechina consolidated itself to between the two Kruvim on the Mishkan. Okay, have a wonderful day.